Up and Adam for your Friday. It is 25 minutes on the way to your 7 o'clock. It's Simo and Jordan with you for that last day of the week.
Hey, Simo, coming up just after 7 o'clock, we've got your chance to go into the running for the Ultimate Snowboarders Package. Well, thanks to Monster Energy, that is on the way after 7. But, Simo, before that, remember a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week, actually, we were talking about people were driving a van full of drugs and they crashed it into a police car and that's how they got caught.
Yeah, that was kind of outer suburb Sydney, I reckon that was.
Very dumb criminals, would you say?
Hilarious.
Well, these criminals, this guy in South Australia has done something that I reckon is dumber.
Really?
Yes, and he's been caught.
I'm keen for that. Have you ever had run-ins with the police?
No, have you?
Really?
No, I haven't. Why do you seem so shocked?
I mean, I know
we're both South Australian, but we're not all murderers.
No. But, like, no speeding tickets, nothing?
Oh, I've had a couple of parking fines, but that doesn't really count, does it?
Oh, you criminal.
I know. Why? What have you done?
Jaywalking.
Oh, did you get caught jaywalking?
$22.
Ouch.
King Princess Prophet this morning. Snow FM, a breakfast for your Friday, Simo and Jordan.
And now, Simo, last week we talked about a fairly dumb criminal. He was carrying a truckload of illegal drugs.
Rookie move.
And got caught when he crashed into two parked police cars.
No, you get what you deserve.
They just parked on the side of the road. They weren't even moving. They weren't doing it, and he just crashed into them. And that's how he got caught.
Al Capone's just like, you had one job.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
And arrested. So he was a pretty dumb criminal, but I was reading this story, and I reckon this criminal may be dumber.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on this. So I'm going to read you the statement that South Australian Police posted on their Facebook page.
Good old SAPOL. What do you got?
A man and woman were arrested yesterday after turning up to court in a stolen car.
Brilliant.
So they'd literally stole a car to go to court where they were in court for other issues. Police noticed the blue Holden sedan parked in a fast food car park near the court in question. Checks revealed the car in question had been stolen on the 23rd of July. The alleged driver, a 34-year-old, had just attended court in relation to other charges. He and his passenger, a 23-year-old woman, were both arrested and charged with illegal use of a motor vehicle. The driver, while we're at it, was also allegedly charged with disqualified driving. He did not apply for bail.
Wow.
He applied for bail, did not get it. The woman...
And why am I not surprised?
And this is my favourite part, because it just had a little bit of a joke at the end of the statement as well. The police just show their humorous side. The woman was granted bail, where hopefully... She was granted bail to appear at court at a later date, where hopefully she will catch the bus.
As she should. So they've gone into court, right?
Yes.
And, like, the stolen car they've taken to the courtroom is just parked. Once again, police have rolled in and be like, that's a stolen car. Who does this belong to?
Hello, that car that comes up on our files is stolen. Who does that? Oh, it's a couple that are in court for other issues.
Could you imagine? It's tenfold worse to when you're, like, at an event or you're at a dinner and someone, like, knocks on a restaurant door or the bar. They come in and they say, oh, who drives this? Their lights are on. You know how you have that sinking feeling like, oh, damn it.
Oh, no. And then because it drains the battery, so sometimes you can't even turn your car on afterwards.
Well, I mean, if he left his lights on, he's not particularly fussed. It wasn't even his car.
Hey, Simo, are you interested in cosplay and going to those type of events, are you?
I don't do it myself, but I have a lot of time for those that do.
Yeah?
It's nothing better walking around an event and seeing, oh, there's Darth Vader just cruising over there. Saw the biggest stormtrooper of my... Wait, you don't even know what these are, by the way.
I assume it's not the real Darth Vader.
Okay, yes. So,
good, okay, just wanted to check. Jordan, what's the real one? We panic.
Jordan over here hasn't seen Star Wars, so I'm pleased that you knew who that was.
Thank you.
Nice
actually,
work.
Actually, do you want to know something?
What?
Only very recently I found out his name was Darth Vader.
Right.
With a TH. Darth.
Yep. What did you assume it was?
Dark.
Oh, man.
For so long. It's only about a month ago.
There is
where
no...
I found out that it wasn't Dark Vader.
There is no hope for you, my son. GammaCon offers a weekend of fun with exhibitors, shows, cosplay, comics, games, and more. So it's Canberra's own pop culture festival. It's called GammaCon. And basically, lots of people are doing that kind of stuff. There'll be cosplayers around. There'll be, like, artists, stage shows, panels, workshops, everything. Tabletop gaming, if you're into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, all you got to do this morning is give us a call, 645-72977. If you want to go, because we've got family passes to hand to your hot little hands, all you got to do is call up, give us the code word, which is don't hate the player, hate the game. Up and at 'em, 5 minutes past 7 for your Friday. It's Simo and Jordan, Snow FM, breakfast right now.
Hey Simo, coming up a little bit later on this hour, Omar Idol. We'll be having a chat to your Omar. It's the segment that's sweeping the snowies by storm.
Yes.
My favourite segment as well. She will sing out some lyrics for us. Let's try and guess them. That's coming up later this hour. Also, your chance to go into the running to win the ultimate snowboarders package.
It's all thanks to Monster Energy, that one. And we'll turn or burn. Is it a snowboard trick or is it a sumptuous, scrumptious meal? I ask you.
So what we've done, I think, three or four so far. So far, I've got one of them correct.
Yeah, so we will list an item, and it's either a food or a snowboard trick. You tell us. If you get it right, you win. Easy as you like.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening soon. We got Comedy Crack also on the way, thanks to Snowy Mountains Heating and Cooling. Jonas Brothers first, though, a bit like the weather. Cool.
So cool.
Sugar Peking Duck this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you, 7:15.
Hey, Simo, up next is your chance to go into the run, go into the draw to win the ultimate snowboarders package, all thanks to Monster Energy. It's turn or burn.
Yep.
Simo will say the name of something that I think is either a food item or a snowboard trick.
That's right.
You have to guess which one it is. And then, I mean, Simo, no disrespect to you, but me, but we know nothing about snowboarding.
Very little, although I have learnt throughout this and through extensive training with our German expert.
Yes.
Hans Strudelbauer.
Yes. Whereabouts in Germany is he from?
Baden-Württemberg.
Thank you.
So I think Baden-Württemberg, I think he also does a bit of snowboarding in Ammerkau, maybe?
Is that a place?
I think it is. However,
what's
turn...
Ammerkau? It sounds like you're saying Ammerkau. No. Why are you calling your Omar a cow, Simo?
Dear, turn or burn is happening in the next 10 to 15 minutes. It's all thanks to Monster Energy. Name the item. Is it a snowboard trick or is it just a food? Next. JB, Justin Bieber and Billie Eilish. Being bad guys together. Snow FM Breakfast, home of the bad guys.
And Simo, it's time for turn or burn. It's your chance to go into the running to win the ultimate snowboarders package. Simo, how does the competition work?
Well, the comp works. We list an item.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a food. Could be a snowboard trick. You just have to tell us which. 645-729-77 is the competition number to call. It's turn or burn.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
Called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Somebody get me my board.
This is turn or burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Could be either a snowboard trick or a food stuff, a sumptuous meal of some kind.
All you have to do is let us know which one it is. Simo, what is the item today?
We're dealing with the double McTwist. I've had a couple of those in the drive-thru when you get some fries, so it could be a food. Double McTwist. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think we can... I'm pretty sure it is a food, but is it a snowboard trick as well? Of course, if it is, that will overrule.
That's right. So if it is a snowboard trick, that one, it'll trump whether or not if it is just a food.
It's a tricky one. I mean, I can kind of picture what a McTwist would be.
That's right.
But at the same time...
This is a double McTwist.
I was going to say I can picture what a McTwist would be and double. I just do it twice, I assume.
Call now, 645-729-77. If you know the answer, you get yourself into that running for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Thanks to Monster Energy. Good morning to our first caller through.
Good morning.
Darren, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Have you, it is Champagne and Pyjama Friday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Have you got both of those out, or is it just the pyjamas?
Or is just it just pyjamas.
Just the jammies today,
I was
so
say,
far.
It might be just the champagne.
What do you reckon? Is it a snowboard trick, or is it a food? Up to you, Darren. What are you thinking?
Snowboard trick.
All righty, let's find out from our resident German expert, Hans Strudelbauer.
Ja, schnisch nach schnappi. Hier ist der Franz Strudelbauer, der Double McTwist ist der Snowboard Magic. A forward flip and backside 540 from the Hogan's Heroes to get away from Sergeant Schultz, ja?
He's got it.
Well done.
You are in that running for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Wait, can you snowboard, Darren, or is this going to have to... you got one of those siblings of yours that maybe might be able to use it if you win?
Yeah, my nephews can snowboard. I can't.
All righty. Well, it's like, see, ultimate selfless act, that one. Darren, you're into the running for that ultimate snowboarders package thanks to Monster Energy. And it includes a, well, includes a Monster snowboard, 157, I think it is. I think there's some snow beards floating around to keep your face warm. And there's some sunglasses as well as a couple of drinks as well.
Monster can't go wrong.
All about it. So you're into the running for that one. And good morning.
Thank you.
Cha-ching, achievement unlocked for your days of the week. 5 out of 5, it is Snow FM breakfast on Friday. 23 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
Hey, Simo, it's story time with you just before the news.
Oh, yes, how could I possibly forget?
With a story about how you used to dress up as Darth Vader.
Yeah, so as mentioned this morning, you can get yourself a couple of tickets. Well, a couple of tickets. You can get family passes to GammaCon, Canberra's own pop culture festival. And I have actually done the cosplay thing. Not only that, but first time I ever kissed a girl, I was in a Darth Vader costume.
So when was this? That was probably, what, 2 weeks ago or something?
Correct. Or? Yep. First kiss in a cape. How many people could say that? It's pretty cool.
My first kiss. No, that doesn't go into that. It's going to be great when
what
it
were you
happens.
Like, through, were they through jail bars? Is that what?
No.
Ready right now. Alicia Cara. It is Snow FM breakfast, 22 minutes to 8. Happy Friday! Khalid's talk this morning. Talking up a storm, Snow FM breakfast, 10 to 8. Simo and Jordan, Oma Idol happening.
It's quite a long outro, isn't it?
I'm all about it.
Oh, still going.
Yep. Oma Idol is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. So you'll be able to score yourself a feed on a Friday. The hot chips on a Friday.
Can't go wrong.
And computer games was like my childhood. Good morning, Oma. How are you?
Oh, I remember your childhood, Simon. So many hot chips. So many watching the Peppa Pig. So much a stinging Dora Explorer. It was such a good boy.
Yeah, well, lots of things, you know, lots of growing up happens, doesn't it, Jordan, when you're at that age?
Hey, Omar.
Yes. 16 is a tough time.
Hey, Omar, we were just heard the story of Simo's first kiss just about 20 minutes ago or so.
Oh, yes.
It was in a Darth Vader costume.
Yes, I was.
So Omar, do you remember your first kiss by chance?
Oh, yes, I do remember my first kiss. I was 11 years old and I was at school and I was learning. And a boy next to me said, if you do my test for me, I will give you a kiss. And he did. And his name was Oppa.
Oh, so romantic.
I've heard that story so many times. But
different Oppa. Name also Oppa.
She also...
okay, less romantic then.
And she also didn't pass the test.
No, I was not very good at the test.
Do you remember what subject it was, what test it was?
Oh, yes, it was needlework.
It was what, sorry?
Needlework. Well, you have to get the needles and you do the work.
Needle work.
I just had do the symbolism like with my hands of what a needle is.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's more shoveling. But anyway, we'll ignore. Simo, don't become a mime.
It is Oma Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Oma, you've picked a song this morning?
Oh, yes. This one is a banger.
If you know what these lyrics are, call 64-572-9787. Take it away, Oma.
No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your records and then change your number. I guess that I don't need that, though. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Oma!
Fantastic, Oma.
Nailed it for your Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Oma. Love you.
Love you, boys. Happy weekend.
5 minutes past 8, Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Friday.
And Simo, it's officially business time, last business time that we have this week. We got the birthday book on the way, the wheel, plus tech daily. Wheel is perfect.
That's it.
For your weekend to win a prize. Perfect thing you need.
Armour up.
Yes,
business
exactly.
time.
Business time. We're going to put down the shield of messing around.
Put that down.
Which is, can I not hold it? I really enjoy holding it. It makes me look cool.
Grasp the sword of business, the shoelaces of innovation, and the headphones of ingenuity. What we have now is tattooed on my heart. It's a fresh play on Snow FM. Bishop Briggs and the birthday book, thanks to Tracy's Cafe East Ginderbine. After this, the birthday book all opened up thanks to Tracy's Cafe East Ginderbine for your Friday. Score yourself some slices of cake. And we are opening up the celeb birthday book to begin, I reckon.
Yes, am I just the one celeb birthday, Zay, if you're having your birthday? You're celebrating your birthday with a singer called Charlie.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
A singer named Charlie.
Yes.
No.
I think you do. I think you'd
probably
know this person.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No, not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie's Theron?
Yeah, I like you thinking, but still no.
I think I'm out. Prince Charles?
Last name starts with an X.
Oh, Charlie XCX?
Yay, you've done it.
Ah, so it's happy birthday to
turning
her
27
good self
today.
So it wasn't Prince Charles or Charlize Theron.
No. No. Well, Prince Charles is not 27 and also not a singer. I mean, he might be. He might be a very good singer.
That was
not
me
a professional one.
Clutching at straws hardcore.
What other Charlies do you know?
I think that's about it.
There's the Charlie bit my finger one. You've seen that YouTube video.
The kid, yeah.
Little kid. That kid's like 20 now. That's terrifying.
Happy birthday to any Charlies that are celebrating today. But locally, just the solo birthday in the book, Jesse Lovegrove today, turning 28 years of age, so it says, happy birthday, Jesse. Best wishes, mate. So, Jesse, in Cooma, it's a happy birthday to you, and you've won the birthday book, the lone lonesome local soul in there for the Friday.
That's like my dream, having my birthday in the book when there's no other birthday, so you're guaranteed the win.
Yeah, my youngest brother, actually, his birthday's on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that must suck.
Rookie move. Okay. The birthday book, you can get involved, 64572977. Just give us a call during weekdays and you get yourself involved. All thanks to Tracy's Cafe East Ginderbine. Now, though, Shawn Mendes are going to heat things up, much like the oven when you put the cake in there to cook it.
Exactly.
Señorita, Camila Cabello as well. These two unconfirmed, confirmed, just friends, maybe more on Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooma Nissan. And it's Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning.
Simo, that song got your hands clapping.
All about it. The weekend.
Song. Oh, it's the weekend.
Heading into
you,
it.
How can you not be happy about the weekend?
One more day to get through. And then over the weekend, speaking of which, if you're looking for something to do, including, well, artists and stage shows, panels, workshops, bit of cosplay as well.
Nice.
Ever dressed up, Jordan?
Must admit, I haven't. But
no, never dressed up for a bit of viewing pleasure, aesthetics.
No, but Simo, we found out that you did earlier, and you actually got your first kiss dressed as Darth Vader.
I did, dressed as Darth Vader.
So that explains why you were dressed as Darth Vader 2 weeks ago.
It's more of a critique on her than it is of me. This morning, though, you can win yourself a family pass to GamerCon. It's Canberra's own pop culture festival. It's happening on August 3rd and August 4th, so this weekend. And all you need to do is give us a bit of a code word as well, which we gave out earlier this morning. We do have a caller on the line. Jordan, should we see how we go?
Let's go.
All righty, here we are. Jackson, you'd like to get into the, well, you'd like to get hold of these tickets to Canberra's GamerCon. Well, do you know what you have to do to win them?
What?
All you got to do is just let us know the code word, which is don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay.
All right, go for it, Jackson. Give us that code word and the tickets are yours.
Don't hate the player, don't hate the game.
There you go. He doesn't hate the player or hate the game. You've won those tickets, Jackson. Congratulations. Good morning, angels, devils, unicorns, mythical creatures of all shapes and sizes. You're welcome here. Snow FM Breakfast, no matter how you identify, 25 minutes to that workday kicking off.
Hey, Simo, and we've left the best till last. One of my favourite things in the world is misheard song lyrics.
Yep.
I heard one the other day during our high school hit splits. I wrote it down, and then I quickly wrote down a few of my other favourites.
We've also been
go through next.
We've also been picking the brain of the Snowies on the Facebook page, so if you know any decent misheard song lyrics, let us know. A couple involved, instead of, you know, the song Begging You for Mercy?
Yeah.
Begging You for Birdseed?
I have heard that one.
Enjoyable. Also, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese instead of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I mean, Sweet Dreams are made of cheese. I mean, cheese is fantastic.
Bohemian Rhapsody's Saving His Life from This Warm Sausage Tea instead of Monstrosity.
A warm sausage tea. I don't know whether that would taste nice or disgusting.
I didn't even know it was a thing. And Louise getting in touch this morning as well, mentioning that Ariana Grande's track Thank You Next. Are you familiar with this one? Thank you. So that last part, I'm so grateful for my eggs. So I think she's cooking scrambled eggs this morning.
I mean, scrambled eggs are delicious as well. So, I mean, I can understand being thankful for them.
Avril Lavigne now. Misheard song lyrics after Dumb Blonde.
Is it my favourite thing in the world is misheard lyrics. Like, was that a song? Was that Dumb Blonde? Or was she singing about dumb thongs?
I reckon you're clutching at straws with that one. Close.
Yeah, I very much am. Yes, but I was listening to the High School Hits Blitz the other day. Heard a Jamiroquai song,
yep,
which had a misheard lyric in, which, trust me, is a lot better than that last one.
Yeah, what? All right, so I've got it here.
All right, so it's Jamiroquai, Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy, it's a plan that every good vibes zone.
Now, is Jamiroquai there singing, it's an in-planetary good vibe zone, or is he singing, it's a planetary kebab zone?
Space Cowboy, it's a plan that every good vibe zone.
I mean, it could be kebab, if I'm honest.
I mean, who would not want a kebab as you're flying through space?
A kebab zone. All right. Only kebabs allowed? So, like, is that like a lunchtime area where only, yeah, like... kebab.
It's a lunchtime area just beside the moon in space where you're only allowed to eat kebabs.
Interplanetary kebab zone.
Hey, another song which I heard in our High School Blitz that features every now and again is Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's mum.
You missed a spot over there.
Now, is the lead singer singing, you missed a spot over there, or is he doing a Star Trek reference, Mr. Spock over there?
I like the idea that Star Trek has made an appearance in there, so I'm going to go with Spock.
I know, I like the fact that it's about Stacey's mum and all of them as a Star Trek reference. Hey, something a bit more modern now. Five Sauce, Youngblood. Is he singing, yeah, I need it, yeah, I need it all of the time, or is he singing, I need it, yeah, I need it, all the lasagna?
That one is not even close for me.
How is that not even close?
Not even. Where is the lasagna?
Because I need it, yeah, I need it. All the lasagna.
I reckon that works.
Okay, all right, fair, but no.
All right, let's move on to One Direction. This is Story of My Life.
Story of my life, I take her home.
Is lead singer Harry Styles and his dreamy hair singing The Story of My Life, I Take Her Home, or The Story of My Life, I Dig a Hole?
The story of my life, I take her home.
He's just doing a bit of gardening.
I mean, if that's the story of your life.
Well, I mean, it's a very nice life being a gardener, just, I reckon.
Oh, being a gardener.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to dig holes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it might get a bit boring.
At least
but,
it's consistent.
Yeah, exactly.
The story of my life, I take her home.
Yeah, no, nah, digging holes.
Oh, we should say as well, once you've heard these versions of the songs, you'll never be able to unhear them.
Digging holes and lasagna.
So probably should have said that little warning at the start.
Yeah.
In theory, that would have been good.
What else you got?
Oh, well. Sticking with One Direction, this one's Midnight Memories. Again, is Harry singing, I don't want to stop, so give me more, or is he singing, I don't want to stop to get meatloaf?
I don't want to stop to get meatloaf.
I reckon Harry's got to work on his diction.
I know you're
right. That is very, that's meatloaf.
I don't want to stop to get meatloaf.
Might find Harry just like a dictionary something in the post. Anyway, but last but not least, in fact, this is my favourite one. I've saved the best till last.
Mm-hmm.
Simo, you'd be a fan of Adele?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
But I said fire to the rain.
Is she singing?
I know this one.
I set fire to the rain, or is she singing, but I set fire to Lorraine?
But I set fire to the rain.
What's Lorraine done for Adele to have to set fire to her?
It is unfortunate.
Adele, hopefully there's a fire extinguisher somewhere nearby.
Poor Lorraine sitting in admin. Adele's walked in to sign her new contract
maybe,
and just set fire to her.
Or maybe Adele was cooking a quiche Lorraine and burnt it in the oven.
Is that a food?
Yeah, have you not heard of the quiche Lorraine?
Never heard of a quiche Lorraine.
It's like bacon and cheese and it's in the oven and she's set fire to it. She's burnt it.
I just want to see Harry Styles feature with Adele.
I just want to see Harry Styles eating a quiche Lorraine.
It'll be all gibberish. Of course, it is Snow FM, a breakfast. All thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuminissan. We are out of here.
Sim, we're all done and dusted for another week. Another week draws to a close.
Mm-hmm. And we have, well, you're going to try and plough through a couple of snow guns on the weekend. How are you going to spend it?
Yeah, look, if you don't know, my first attempt at skiing did not go well. Crashed into a couple of snow guns. Yeah, I might give it another go this weekend.
Exactly.
Hopefully the snow guns are packed away and I shall wrap myself in bubble wrap.
If you get knocked down, just get up again.
And then I will immediately fall over and the cycle will repeat.
And we have your high school hit splits after nine. It's all thanks to McDonald's. This one in the mix.
I like the way you move.
What a tune.
Unless you're on the mountain and you're near Jordan...
Yes, if you're on the mountain and you're near me, get well away. Because I have no control. I'm going to blame it on you.
You know how they normally say, back away slowly. No, don't.
Look, maybe,
move very fast.
Look, maybe just like just stay inside that day. Just maybe don't even go up the mountain.
And we're also going to have something a little down tempo in your high school hit splits next hour. Robbie Williams will also be involved with that Better Man.
Lord, I'm too- be a better man.
And I'm doing all I can to be a better skier, but I'm pretty rubbish.
We'll catch you Monday.
Hopefully.